Fans, we are back live with another edition of the Cheap Heat Productions Pro Wrestling Podcast. My name is Jack Kilby, Executive Vice President of Great North Wrestling. And returning today, we have a man who definitely is a veteran to the wrestling business. You probably caught our previous interview where he discussed his work in the WWF and as a promoter. But today we're here not only to talk about Mr. Jason Speed, but his son who is going to be debuting with him as a father-son tag team. And his son is named Hernandez. They will be debuting at ECW Original Jason Knight's Assault Championship Wrestling Show versus the Carlsons. And that will take place May 18th in Williamstown, New Jersey. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I know, Jason, you alluded to some breaking news that will be announced on this broadcast. We're going to leave that a little bit towards the end to allow for your son to join us. But welcome again to the Cheap Heat Productions podcast, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm excited for this news. I can't keep my mouth shut, but I'll wait to the end. It's exciting.
Perfect. And it absolutely is. I wanted to start off, though, by talking about what inspired you to form a team with your son. Father-son tag teams, which we'll also get into in a bit, they're fairly rare in the modern era.
There are. I think I touched on it a little bit the last podcast. My father was El Angel Blanco. He was a luchador from Puerto Rico. So that actually inspired me to do it. The training regimen was crazy. It's not like it is now. You know, it was very tough back then. So that got me inspired. And then, you know, I had my twin boys and Justin just gravitated to it. As a child, he just would sit next to me and watch wrestling and cheer on. And then when he got it, he was aware that his grandfather was a wrestler, and that just inspired him. And especially more when my father passed away about 7 years ago, that was his mission to tag with me like I tagged with my late father.
Very, very, very cool. Well, you know, we've seen a lot of brother tag teams over the years. There's been a few famous ones in the business, including Dusty and Dustin Rhodes, Larry and Kurt Hennig, Vern and Greg Gagne, Bruno and David Sammartino, amongst others. When you were putting your team together and conceptualizing how you would interact in the ring and work in the ring, Did you think of any of those teams of yesteryear and look at emulating some of their styles?
Yeah, you always look back and reference things other teams have done because they've been successful. So you want to do the same. From the modern era, I really admire that team of it's not brother and brother, but Mysterio and his son Dominic. And that's another, I think, another inspiration for my son. He looks at that and he's saying, you know, we could do something like that. And like I told you before, my son just caught on to this business like no other. He was a natural. He actually went to the gym the first time in the Bronx and he was learning how to take his bumps. These people, they didn't know him from anywhere. When he finished that session, the whole everybody in that class was clapping for him and cheering for him, and that was his first time taking bumps. It was amazing. It was a natural, and I think he did it better than me.
Yeah, they say there's you know, something in the DNA for you know, generational workers, and in terms of his training per se, how did you land on a place to train him? And I know you're an old school guy like myself. How did you structure or envision his training program to go? Because I know you probably didn't start off right away with running through bumping, et cetera.
No, the first thing I sat him down and explained psychology and worth ethic and locker room ethic. And what I had envisioned for the physical part was old school. That's how I think you should learn now, and it shouldn't change. I kind of think that the guys today got a little more easier than we did back in the day. Like I say, and I'm not exaggerating, my father taught me bumps on a marble floor. Mm-hmm. That's not easy. This was in the Bronx when I first started in the Bronx, New York. Once I got in that ring, it was nothing. Once I took those bumps in the ring, and he didn't treat me any different than anybody else, and that's what I intend to do with my son.
Mm-hmm. How long now? Your debut's coming up, as I said, in May. How long did you train him before deciding that, you know what, I think we can step up and actually do this in the ring?
You're not gonna believe this. A month and a half.
Wow.
A month and a half. Even Jason Knight, if you get to talk to him again, he'll tell you. I told him you're ready. He was, and my son back in the locker room was the dad. Now I don't think I could do it. He didn't want to do it. He was gonna back out. He got in there and he just, it was amazing. It was amazing. He went in there. He just killed it. Even Jason Knight was impressed. He was like, I can't believe this. He went backstage and the guys that didn't even know him were shaking his hand. I can't believe this is your first match. He killed it.
Wow.
He still has work to do, obviously, but he did a great job. Great job.
A natural, if you will.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
So you've obviously had tag team partners throughout your career. How do you envision working with your son in the ring? Do you think that will, obviously, given the fact that you're father and son, there'll be some communication advantages, but do you see any difficulties with putting all those intangibles together as a team?
I think the way he's going and his mentality, I don't think any of that will be an issue. I think like I told you the last time, I was kind of worried myself, but it just went so smoothly. The match went so smoothly, and I was so proud. I don't think any of that will be an issue.
Mm-hmm. How do you plan to utilize, you know, your son has all that youthful energy and obviously a natural aptitude.
Yeah.
How do you plan to utilize that compared to your, you know, you're a veteran who knows it inside and out, you know, looking at what, almost a 30-year career, give or take?
Yeah.
How do you plan to utilize his strengths and yours in a tag team?
Well, I honestly would like him to take I don't know how to say this. I would like to take more of the match for his experience. And like I said, we just that one time that we were a team, we had a chemistry, and it's crazy to say because it was that first time, but we just clicked, and I think I'll let him do most of the high flying stuff. he does. He is a mix, but that's what he likes to do. Mm-hmm. I'm a little too old for the high flying stuff now, but I'm still good in the ring. And when we went backstage, he was amazed that I could just still go the way I do.
Absolutely. A fan is asking about what's your best, I guess, wrestling. He's saying fight and wrestling move is. I'm not sure whether that's a shoot or what's your favorite move to do in the ring is?
Well, my finisher is basically the Vader bomb. And I do a version of what's this guy's name? DDP's cutter. Mm-hmm. It's basically the end move is like a Vader bomb. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the question.
What in terms of, you know, we've talked about some of the advantages of working in a team as a family unit. What challenges does that bring as well that maybe people don't focus on as much as obviously your blood relatives? You're going to have that, again, communication and finesse advantage. But are there any challenges that you've dealt with that people may not be aware of?
I probably would say, I think in his part, maybe, you know, I'll be straightforward, maybe be a little too cocky. And thinking you could do more than what you can. So maybe that, but honestly, I don't think that'll be an issue because he listens to me. He trusts me. I trust him. And it should be a great showing that in May 18th.
What in terms of your goals as a father son duo, do you have any short term, medium term, and long term goals yet, or what's your overall objective?
My overall goal, like I told you, I wasn't doing it for a while. He lit that fire in me again when I reconnected with Jason Knight, and Jason Knight was pushing me, you know, we've been friends for over 40 years. Let's, you know, come on in. I'm starting this. And I said, listen, my son is training and I want to get him in. And then when I told my son, he just lit a fire under me. And I said, you know, I'm going to do it for him. My goal is to get him as far as I can. And then right off to the sunset. But I want to push him. He doesn't need any pushing, but I just want to get him to somewhere that he's comfortable and he could, you know, do a singles career for himself, and then I'll have my last match. Mm-hmm. Actually, what he wants to do at the end is have my last match against him.
Oh, wow. That would be cool.
So that's what he wants to do.
Does he envision being in the business on a more or less full-time basis, or how is he approaching it from?
That's what he wants to do. That's exactly what he wants to do. He's always talking about maybe a goal of going to AEW or something like that. But yeah, that's what he wants to do.
Do you know, you mentioned Rey Mysterio and Dominic, and there seems to be, of course, with the expanding population in North America, United States, and Canada of Latinos, do you see the growth and development of that sector as being underrepresented in at least the major companies and that providing an opportunity?
No, not now. We see it all the time with the LWO, we know, having Carlito there and all these wrestlers, especially AEW with Santana and the other groups there. And I happen to be Latino and my son, so that's good. I think they're representing well, more than before.
Yes, yeah, more than before, but certainly an ever-expanding group that want to see more Latino stars in the big companies as well. Right. That's going to increase.
And I hear they're selling a lot of merchandise too, so that's good for the company. Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you talk about, I mentioned it, that you're facing on May the 18th a team called the Carlsons, and explain what exactly? Because I note it's billed as a Hatfield versus McCoy match. What exactly is that?
Well, actually, that has changed. And it's now going to be I don't know if this ever been done. I'm not saying it has, but it's going to be a double bull rope match.
Oh, wow. Have you ever worked one of those?
Never.
That's
but it'll be interesting. First father son there, first double bull rope match. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. What do you know about your opponents, the Hatfields? The Carlsons, because I'm not familiar with them. Why were they selected?
I mean, I guess that was Jason's call because, you know, he's the promoter, but I know nothing of them. I saw them on the last show I did with Jason in ACW, and they're pretty good. They're a pretty good team. They seem to be popular. A lot of the fans there like them. I saw some of their match. I got to go back and look back at it, but they seem to be very popular. They're actually family there. So, oh, wow. Yeah.
So definitely, I can see before why it was billed as Hatfield versus the McCoys, but a bull rope match, that's an interesting stipulation. Were you shocked that was, given the fact that you haven't worked one of those before, were you shocked that was pulled out as the stip?
I embraced it because I'm always up for a challenge, and Jason says, I talked to Jason, I said, look, we're just gonna throw your son in there and let him ride. I said, all right, fine. And my son's excited, and he's one of those that'll do anything, he'll try anything, he's fearless. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll work out.
Since our last interview in the fall of last year, there have been some significant revelations, allegations, whatever you want to call it, about Vince McMahon that have come out, and he seems to be a non-entity in the company at this point in time. I know you had some interaction with him when you were doing the work that you did for WWF. Did all of this? I mean, obviously it was shocking, like the rest of us, but what were your thoughts when this information came out about the lawsuit?
Well, looking back now with those, and a lot of people said the same thing, with those segments they did in the Attitude Era with him kissing Stephanie and all the kiss my ass things, I'm sorry for the language, and having the girls undressed in front of him. Now you look back and you say, maybe there was something there. You know, I've never seen nothing. Nobody's ever told me anything. But if you look back now, you kind of say that was kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever, I think he probably was with WCW when you were there, but did you ever have any interactions with Johnny Ace or any of the other individuals that have been named in the past in terms of the agents as being involved?
Nobody this name, but the main people I dealt with, I think I told you before, was Arnold Skoldin and George Animal Steel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But none of the people that were involved.
Do you see moving forward now it seems that they're completely washing their hands of Vince McMahon, and you see it in the recent television product, stuff like blood and cursing and some of the allegedly verboten things that McMahon didn't want in his product, and of course he had his own strange quirks with his television. Do you see his total removal from that new company as a good thing for wrestling or a bad thing?
I think what I saw this past Monday was, I thought it was amazing. Blood in wrestling is good when it's warranted. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just do it every week, like AEW, they just overdo it. Every other week, somebody's getting busted open. And in this segment, in this storyline, I think it was warranted. And I was surprised that they did that close-up, that he rubbed the blood on his hand. And I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. And all this is good. All the cursing is good when it's warranted. When you overdo it, it means nothing. But I thought it was a good thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. A fan is asking here if you've ever worked or work with female wrestlers. I guess that intergender thing.
I've done one or two. Actually, the last thing I did was in an intergender match. I had what's this lady's name? She was from Angelina Jolie. Angela was what's her name?
Angelina Love.
Yeah. Right. She was my manager. One of the last few matches that I had as a single. But intergender, I don't really like that that aspect. I don't think that should be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. Moving forward, you're looking, of course, to do more work with your son. Do you worry about professional wrestling is a very difficult business. As a father and a guy who's done more than enough time in the ring himself, do you worry about your son getting injured or any of the physical downside to working in the ring?
Yeah, of course, all the time. He wants to do things and try things, and I don't discourage him, but it just, he has such a passion that he wants to do these things. He wants to do the Hurricane Rana from the top row. He wants to, and of course, as a father, you worry. You know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt, especially my son. But of course, as a father, a family member, you always have that in the back of your mind. You know, what happened with Owen Hart, and it was tragic, and you worry about things like that. But you can't discourage them. You know, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want. You just got to hope for the best.
Do you think he likes a mix of high flying and mat based work. Is he more of a risk taker than yourself or and the style that you engendered throughout your career?
I think so. He's I think he's taken to a higher level than I ever was in the ring, and I'm sorry he couldn't make it. I don't know, he was in the gym, but the guy is strong. He's a strong guy. He's in the gym all the time. He's sending me pictures. He's lost a good amount of weight, build up muscle, and I'm proud of the kid. I think he's gonna do well.
Well, we can definitely do another one of these, because the news that you alluded to at the top of the program, as well as on social media, is the fact that in addition to you teaming for ACW on May the 18th in Williamstown, New Jersey, you have in fact accepted the challenge for another tag match, this time for my promotion, Great North Wrestling. And the June 29th Napanee Schools Out Slam in Napanee, Ontario, where you and your son will take on a group known as the Holy Trinity. And I'll show you a picture of these diabolical individuals. The Holy Trinity is led by Josh Angel, the individual in the middle, and they are the very definition of rule breakers who will stop at nothing to get a victory. I know you said you have respect for the Hatfields and that bull rope match, but how do you feel about coming into Great North Wrestling, a territory for you and your son to have a road trip for, but also dealing with individuals who will stop at nothing, pull out all all the barriers, all the unsportsmanlike tactics to win.
See, this is the advantage I have. Family. And we'll do nothing to, you know, we'll do everything to back each other up. So family's family. And that's, I think that's worth everything in the world. So we're ready. We're ready for anything. We just got the surprise of the Bull Road match. And we're not shaking in our boots. So let them bring it on. I'm ready. And I thank you for the opportunity.
Well, we here at Great North Wrestling are always looking to provide opportunities to talent that are new or talent that deserve to have that spotlight that we provide here, yourself included in your storied career. But if you had one thing to say to these folks, the Holy Trinity and Mr. Josh Angel and his crew, what would that be for June 29th? Because it's going to be crucial that you pull off a victory there and stop this tandem from continuing to wreak havoc as they have been in Ontario and Quebec.
First of all, they got to understand where we come from. We're from the Bronx, New York. I grew up in the Bronx in the 70s, the toughest borough in New York City. If you could survive here, you could survive anywhere. We could survive anything. So they could bring it on. They could try their sneaky tactics. You know, if we have to resort to the same, we're going to do it. We're going to do anything to get a victory. Like I said, we're from the Bronx. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. So they can try those tactics. We're going to result to the same thing, and it's not going to be a good thing for them. They don't know who they're dealing with. They can say, oh, his son, not a bunch of experience. It's not about that. It's where he came from. He could survive in this borough where I'm sitting right now. We could survive anywhere. So I think they're the ones that have to be worried.
Well, fair enough. It's a tried and true tactic to fight fire with fire, but that match will be one of many on the June 29th Napanee Schools Out Slam in Napanee, Ontario, headlined by multi-time WWE Tag Team Champion Rene Dupree against the prodigy Nathan Banner, a hired gun, if you will, that I have secured his services for, given the fact that Rene Dupree has proven that he is a nasty, rule-breaking cheater and assaulted me in November at the Renfrew Reckoning. We also have the Hardcore Road Trip Championship held by ECW original Angel Medina, the Kingpin. He will be putting that on against Big Daddy D. Roy, or on the line against Big Daddy D. Roy, but I'd be remiss if I did not mention a man that you're probably familiar with, Mario Mancini of WWF fame in the 80s and early 90s. He's coming out of retirement for his last match, which will be a six-man encounter. And we'll also be having the man who is a bona fide WWF legend, Pretty Paul Roma of the Young Stallions, Power and Glory, Four Horsemen in WCW, pretty wonderful in WCW, and we're going to have much more. So this card, with your addition, just keeps getting better. If you're watching this in Canada in the general area, go to ticketweb.ca and grab your tickets. But I, for one, am really looking forward to seeing you and your son work in the ring against that.
It's unbelievable. It's going to be unbelievable. And one more thing, I got something to say. You follow me, I would say the first 50 people that follow me on my Instagram, you can find me, Jason Speed. I'll give you two tickets for that show on May 18th in New Jersey. So just follow me. The first 50 after I get off of here, actually the 50th, not the first 50th, I can't get 50 tickets, but the 50th one. The 50th one, I'll give a pair of tickets to.
And that will be, again, Jason Knight's Assault Championship Wrestling versus the Carlsons, May 18th in Williamstown, New Jersey. Fans, check that out. But most of all, as I'm apt to say on this program and others, support independent wrestling.
Yes.
So, Jason, where can you mentioned your Instagram? Where can the fans find you globally on social media, sir?
Well, you guys, Jason.speed on Facebook and the same on Instagram. Instagram and what's the other one? TikTok.
TikTok. There you go. Well, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. When your son gets out of that, I understand he's training hard.
He is.
Doing what he needs to do. We'll have you back before. We'll have you back after the May 18th show to go through that and how that went. But before the June 29th Great North Wrestling event, and we'll do an interview with him as well.
And have that tag team of yours on warning. Like I said, you want to go that route, try to get a cheap win. You know, we got a couple of things under our sleeves.
Well, you certainly, like I mentioned before, you certainly bring the experience on your hand and the young fire and the strength and the enthusiasm in your son. So it's going to be the type of wrestling that the fans of Great North Wrestling have come to expect, and I'm personally looking forward to that one. But I want to thank you for coming on tonight,
sir. Thank you. Have a good one. Thanks for having me on. And I'll see you guys in June. Have a good one.
That's it for this edition of the Cheap Heat Productions Pro Wrestling Podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Cheap Heat Productions to stay up with all the content we have coming your way.
Yeah, do that.
Thank you. Help us out by liking this video, and we will see you next time.
Talk to you later.